Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
So what were they before this album?
First song on the first album. Unbelievable.
That's right? Crazy.
Rock on to yeah. the jungle.
Oh, I know this playing at the vet back in the day. Yeah. Ike's running out
to it's my childhood. That's what we called the Riverfront Stadium for the Bengals.
Oh, you call it the jungle?
The jungle.
Oh, right? That makes sense. Yeah. This is the Bengals.
This is like the little theme music they used back then. Right? That was the 80s.
Yes. Yeah, 19. That album came out in 1987.
Yeah, they used this. Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
But again, what were they before that? There was some random band, and then they just like came together and wrote one of the best albums of all time?
Well, Slash wasn't in the band at first. There was a guy named Tracy Guns, and that's why it was Axl Rose and Tracy Guns.
They kept his name, but they got him out of there?
Well, Tracy Guns started another band called L.A. Guns. That was not famous like Guns N' Roses, but they had a pretty long career.
Kind of see what you guys are going to do to me, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to start my own Guns band. But yeah, first song and first album is that one. Unbelievable. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in store only. Who are you more interested in this season, the Sixers or the Flyers? Now, well, we asked this question a week ago, and it was like Flyers 75% or something like that.
Yep.
And today it is the Sixers 54%. So, so VJ had a pretty VJ and Tyrese had a pretty good effect last night.
Dude, it felt good to have Sixers Twitter back last night. It was happy Twitter.
Yep, everybody having a good time. Yep. And if I had told you before the game, all right, here's what's going to happen tonight. Joel Embiid's going to go 1-for-9 with 4 points.
Yep.
And everybody the next day is going to be happy. How would you, it would be impossible to have explained.
Well, the first thing I would have done is not put him a part of my parlay.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's the first thing I would have done.
Ike Rozier, huh?
Yeah.
But but you know what, though? I think everybody has that sort of mindset of, as a matter of fact, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the sense that I'm getting with the Sixers and VJ Edgecombe. They want to just ignore that Joel Embiid is there. They would rather not see, when I say they, I'm speaking of some Sixers fans.
Fans, yeah.
Would rather not have to see Joel Embiid and just enjoy watching the young players play. It'd be interesting to see. He's not going anywhere.
No.
So at some point, you're going to have to at least wrap your arms around the idea that he's going to be a part of this thing.
Well, I would say this. I understand.
Right.
I get it. It can be a drag. It was a drag last night. But if you ask Tyrese Maxey, if you ask VJ Edgecombe, if you ask Jared McCain, do you want Joel Embiid to be a part of the Sixers right now? They would all say yes.
Yeah.
Because they know overall their lives are easier when he's there.
And so, to his credit, I thought last night he showed good energy when they were.
I agree.
Like he wasn't sitting there moping.
No, I agree. No. I was looking for it too.
I was like,
let me see how Joel is handling this over there on the
Well,
on
he
the
was
sideline.
Celebrating with VJ after the game.
And I think he's fine with like letting Maxey just do his thing.
Yeah, because then he doesn't have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a natural.
I agree.
Leader,
well, especially in the regular season.
Yeah.
I've always said, let these young guns do what they do. Like, you get ready for the playoffs.
Well, he even said it was after the one Knicks game where he's like, he told Tyrese, you have to do it.
You got to do it,
Yeah. I think there may be a point this season. Look, if it looks like that every game, they're going to have a decision to make. But the truth is that nobody on that bench it's worth giving the Embiid thing a try because Adembone is too small and Andre Drummond sucks. So there's no way, there's no other center on the roster that is a legitimate option at this point. He's under contract. You can trade him if he doesn't look good. So you just keep throwing him out there and see if it changes anything. 215-592-9494. A lot of updates coming up in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment. Brett in Quakertown, you're on WIP. What's up, Brett?
Hey, how we doing, Ike, Spike, and Jack? Yo, you boys are spitting today, let me tell you. Because I'm a basketball guy to my core. I coach high school basketball. I played college basketball. I'm so sick of this city just coming at Embiid. And I get it. I totally understand. He's not completely, you know, clear and all this. But he's trying. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, for all he's given us for all these years – and the vibes I get with the city with him is almost like McNabb. Like when I grew up, like, and it still pisses me off how like people talk about McNabb, because like he did so much for us, and people just want to focus on the negative.
You know what it reminds me of, Brett? I was thinking about it this morning. We all love Ryan Howard now, right? And think about the way that everybody talked about Ryan Howard for the last few years of his contract here post injury. And I think if we could all go back to that time and say to ourselves, look, Ryan Howard tore his Achilles. He didn't give himself the contract. He signed it. He was still trying to get out there and do it. But we were all so bad. We were so mad that the era was over, that we were mean about Ryan Howard. I mean, Ryan Howard was only his contract. That's the way we talked about Ryan Howard. We didn't talk about him as the former great player. We didn't talk about him as the person. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about the fact that he was still out there. We just talked about him as the contract. And Brett, the thing that you said is true. He's out there trying. He could collect every penny of that contract sitting on that bench.
Oh, he could be a mutt for sure. Yeah, we know that. We've seen those guys. Right. Yeah.
He could just sit on the bench. He could say, look, my knee's not ready. And he could sit on the bench for four more years and collect $56 million a year. But he's not. He's trying. And it might not work. But like I don't think he deserves the ire that he gets at this point. And it made me, Donovan's a good one, but it makes me remember Ryan Howard. And we all look at that Ryan, we all forget those last few years with Ryan Howard about how we talked about it. It's like it didn't happen. You know, we didn't talk about him as an anchor, as a weight on the future of the Phillies.
Then we had to appreciate him years later of what he was and what he meant.
So I don't want to look back on this and just like the anger that people call with sometimes. Most of it is just because he's hurt.
Even last night, like there's so much good about last night, and I still like I listen all day every day, and like I just it's just nonstop, and I totally get it, but like I mean VJ, I mean he's a dog though. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Like he it's not just the points and all that. Like you were saying earlier, he was speaking to the crowd, and he got Maxie going, and then like you guys said at the end of the game, you know, Embiid shouting with what, like these guys are vibing to get, like things are good right now, so like just let it happen, you know, and like you said about Morey too, and just real quick about him, he has done everything he's could, you know, he's not perfect, but we're still holding on to that Clippers pick too from the Harden thing, and that looked awful last night with them, so like just you know. And Barlow, that guy's 22 years old. It's fourth year in the league. Who knows what that's going to be? But, man, I just think the positives, man. And VJ, I am so excited. I mean, we got a dog, man.
Yeah, we got one.
I'm so excited about
we
him.
We got
man.
One.
So,
VJ
yeah,
Mania.
I got to start calling more because I'll give you some positive energy because when I'm talking to my team, not to keep rattling on, but when I talk to my team in high school, like every time we walk into a gym, we gotta come in and want to smack people around. Like you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So,
like,
yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, get some Ike juice up in here.
Yeah.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Ike juice, neck roll. Brett, give us a great debut.
You know what? I don't know if anybody said it. I don't have a lot off the top of my head, but Michael Carter Williams,
the best.
He led to beat that LeBron James Heat team.
Now
that kind of flared out, you know.
A little bit.
Magic called him. What did Magic say he was going to win?
Thank you for the call,
Brett. Magic said he was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yes, and he did.
He did in the weak class.
No.
I'm saying there's a lot of CJ Stroud comps Carter Williams.
Okay, all right.
My Lord.
I didn't want you to
Getting censored.
No, I didn't want you to compare MCW and VJ. I don't want to put that into the
air. Put that on him.
Yeah.
I'll say this. As long as Embiid isn't impeding the progress of these young guys.
And beating the progress.
Impeding.
Yeah. And beating.
Meaning that he's in support of this and doing what he did last night.
Yeah.
I think he can be a good thing for this team. If he was still trying to force his sort of will on the team, he still wants to be the guy, I'm the man, the ball has to come through me, run this offense around me. Like, if he was doing that type of stuff or was
pouting,
if it gets to that, then I think he deserves to be criticized. But he's been a supportive teammate while trying to get himself in good basketball shape so that he can contribute with these young guys. I don't see the downside in that.
No, it's just,
I just don't.
It's people are, you know, there was so much good for last night. You know,
yeah.
Again, he may come around, he may not. We'll figure it out. 215-592-9494. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Right after I talk to you about your pets. You care about your pets. That's why you take them to Dogs and Cats Rule. And I've said this before. It is up to you to create the best life possible for your dogs and your cats. Why? Because they can't do it themselves. Why? Because they don't have any money and they don't have a car.
That's a good point, Spike. I hadn't thought about
they
that.
Can they
gamble on themselves?
They can't use the internet. They could, I guess. They don't have social security numbers. Dogs and Cats Rule will help you with that mission of giving your dog or your cat the best life possible by keeping them as healthy as they can be with the best in pet nutrition. The very best, the most high quality products, and the staff to answer your questions to make sure that you're giving your pet the right stuff, supplements, all that. And you want to get your dog or your cat maybe a officially licensed Eagles jersey, maybe a Jalen Hurts jersey, maybe a Saquon jersey for Halloween. Do you dress your dog or your cat up for Halloween? They have all that stuff, treats and toys and leashes, everything. 7 locations, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Oh, you want to know why my mood is perked up a little bit back here?
Oh,
why is that?
Because Dave Dombrowski nailed the answer when asked about Bryce Harper earlier today. Thank God. So Dave Dombrowski was a guest on the Foul Territory podcast hosted by good friend Eric Kratz, former Philly legend. And he asked him about Bryce Harper and his comments. And here's what Dave Dombrowski had to say.
Your comments about Bryce, do you feel like they were misconstrued? Because we talked about it on here and I was kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's a little motivation. Which do you feel like your comments about him, you know, not being elite right now, and or if he'll ever get back to being elite? Because you are honest, and we appreciate honesty in baseball. That is like the greatest trait besides hitting homers.
Well, and it's of course got a life of its own. I said so many things in a 1-hour press conference, and this is the one thing that gets out there. First of all, I mean, to me, Bryce Harper is one of the best players in the game of baseball. And when I say he didn't have, they asked me, what type of year did you think he had? And I said, he had a very good year. I don't think he had an elite year. And when I say that, when I think of Bryce Harper, it's a compliment, because the reality is there are, I don't know, 8-10 players in the game of baseball every year. When they're not, let's say, in the MVP consideration for whatever reason, sometimes it can be an injury factor, sometimes they just have a bad year, but whatever, it's not an elite year for them. So the reality is that he's a great player. He's a future Hall of Famer. This thing's got a life of its own. Now I've been reading that oh, the Phillies may trade Bryce Harper. That couldn't be further from the truth. We love him. I think he's a great player. He's a very important part of our team.
Hmm.
Okay, I feel a little better.
He said the same thing he said in the press conference.
Eh.
It was a little better.
Had a different tone in that press conference.
It did have a different tone.
Had a different tone in that press conference. Yeah. And I think they realized that this thing, it took on, on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to make sure it didn't get answered that way again.
Yeah, he answered with a different tone. He did say, essentially, from a performance standpoint, the same thing.
He didn't question if he's going to be an elite player again.
I think we all agree it wasn't an elite year from Bryce. Yes. It was more about the future and how you view Bryce Harper moving forward that made everyone's antennas sort of perk up.
Huh. What?
Nothing.
No, what? Me and you are going to be the most.
That's good news, Spike.
It is good news.
It is. It's good news because Dave Dombrowski understands PR. But I would say, my boss would say to me, if I were Dave Dombrowski, hey, I need you to quiet this down. And that's what he did.
Okay.
That is smart. I don't believe that he has erased any of what I believe was true before.
No, I agree with that. He's not lying. Like he didn't lie to us per se about how he viewed Bryce Harper's season.
Yes.
I think most people understood that. I think he just got caught up in the projection and what it's going to look like moving forward. And I think he was being honest with us when he told us that. And I think he was being too honest.
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes when you're in that position, your job is to massage this thing the right way. Like, that's why you get paid the way you get paid. You know how many times these coaches and GMs get up there and tell you how great this guy is and how great of a player that guy is and how much they – when we're like, oh, come on, man. So, you know.
GMs lie all the time.
Yeah, I understand that. And that was my only thing, is that it almost felt like they put it out there to put public pressure on him.
Right.
And it created a little bit of a firestorm. And this is not the city to do that in.
No.
Like,
especially with no other games to talk about for the Phillies. This is all we have for the Phillies.
Yes.
And he is Bryce Harper.
So a good player.
A good player. Questioning if he's still a great player.
37th best or so.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Yeah. This is still top 100, unlike your boy. So the other thing that I thought was
what are y'all doing?
Dude, it's going to be a long offseason. It's going to be a long offseason / extra season if someone's going to keep it up. The other thing that Dombrowski said that I thought
VJ Edgecombe's better than Aiden Miller.
Well, yeah. The entire Smacks is better than Jalen Hurts. So,
you said he was Jalen Hurts. Yes,
well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But after watching last night, it's clear he's better. Wow. Anyway, so I also thought it was interesting. He threw out this little nugget. Curious what you guys just read on this is.
Well, every owner is different with whom I worked. John and I stay in close contact with that. We know it's a really big winter time for us, so we've been talking about this for weeks, and I proposed something to him. He's given me an approval on it, so I know where my payroll is, and it's still a very hefty payroll.
So that line at the end, like, still a hefty payroll.
It means it's lower.
Yeah.
Still a hefty payroll means we have to spend less next year than we spent this year.
Yes.
In my opinion.
But at least it wasn't like, we know we have to cut in some areas.
Right.
Which I think would have been more concerning, but it's still clear they're not going to operate with a $300 million payroll next year.
No. Yeah. I mean, we mostly just expect their payroll to keep going up, and because players expect their salaries to keep going up. So,
and they do.
Yeah. So
those salaries do keep
so,
going up.
So it's just going to be a challenge. So thinking forward, if you don't really expect that anybody's going to take the Castellanos money off your hands, that's $20 million that's gone, and that's a starter, right?
Yep.
So you expect, Crawford to be in there.
Yeah.
You don't expect Taiwan Walker's $18 million to go anywhere. So then, and Alec Bohm, and Kyle Schwarber, if you're going to re-sign him, is going to make more than he made last year.
So is JT.
So JT might make a little less.
Might make less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But not the amount that Schwarber's going to make more.
Right.
So
it doesn't make up the difference.
It really points to the, which I'm sure is going to be your next thing, Jack. It points to the Bohm thing, in that if you can put Otto Kemp in there for a season.
And Sosa.
And spend $1 million on that relative to $9 or $10 million.
Right.
There's $8 million you can cut. You know, so they're just going to have to find a way to cut money to keep Schwarber. That's the issue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, keeping Schwarber, trading Bohm.
Trading Cassianos? Depends how much they'd have
to
eat.
Well, yeah, the Cassie thing. Yeah, I'm completely out there.
He got a new agent today. So I'm sure that's very exciting.
It's just the problem with the Casty thing is you trade him and then you're eating the money. And then whether he performed well or not, it was still at bats that you're paying that were paid for.
Yeah.
So now that $20 million is not going to any at bats.
Right.
What I'm saying?
You're not getting any return on that $20 million.
Yeah. So that's it's going to be a challenge for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then quickly, so Jim Bowden, who I do think is mostly full of it.
I know, but you always say that. But it's like it's his middle name.
Yeah. What?
He put together a good Reds team.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim Bowden.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Now, I'm not taking a shot at Cincinnati. Would never
I
do
know
that.
You're not. I'm just saying.
So interesting title for an article, 10 most likely MLB stars to be traded, and he put Alec Bohm on that list, number 9 as a most likely to be traded.
Yeah, star.
I know, that's
star to be traded.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
He said Bohm could benefit from a change of scenery, and an upgrade at the hot corner would help the Phillies too. With both Alex Bregman and Bo Bichette being viable options in free agency, it would make sense for the Phillies to deal Bohm at this time.
You back in on Bregman, huh?
Bregman's up.
Well, I think the more interesting thing there is not that Bohm could be traded. It's that he mentioned Bregman in relation to the Phillies. Mm-hmm. I just don't know where that money comes from.
Well, I would rather pay Bregman than Schwarber.
I would rather pay Bregman than Schwarber, too.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
I need Bregman.
Wow.
I know. It hurts.
Yeah. I mean, what does it do for you, though?
I just think you get a nice, real third base option that plays the field, right-handed bat, like middle of the order, and then you could like spend some other money on a DH, but not $35 million on a DH.
Just let Bohm DH.
Well, let's get it. No. And then also interesting from Bowden real quick, he said Jaron Duran's name keeps coming up in trade rumors, and it seems like the Red Sox are going to move him this winter.
Wow.
And Phillies, Dodgers, Tigers, Guardians and Rangers would love to land him.
Well, and Duran's just on a low-level contract.
Controllable through 2028.
Yeah.
It made $8 million last year in arbitration. So if they're looking to get a good player at a semi-cheap price and give up prospects, I mean, Duran would be a fit from that standpoint.
And he's young.
26,
something like that?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not all bad news. Pretty good High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Thanks.
215-592-9494. Keep talking about VJ Edgecombe. Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting.
And we will talk to another pretty exciting guy. That is Mike Mayock. Talk about the Eagles with him and what's going on in the league. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.